This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.
Here with Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net. And Kenan, as we look at the grain side of things here to end off the day, what have we seen going on?
Yeah, Friday was kind of a crazy day in the grain market. It's a wheat rally, and you know the joke's always like there's no rally like a wheat rally. Not any necessarily huge concrete story that anyone can directly point to. You know, overnight that European Matif wheat contract rallied a lot. Wheat was up a lot overnight. Held its gains throughout the day. Broke through some technical resistance. You know, some of the rain forecasted for some of the winter wheat growing areas, they lessened it, moved it a little bit east, so might be a little less drought relief there. Maybe some rumors, just rumors, that you know there could be some people in the market like China for some wheat, even though American wheat is very expensive on the world market. And then there's always, anytime there's a headline Middle East risk for war, you know, shorts have been very, you know, funds have been very short, and covering of those shorts has been one direct thing that we'll probably see on CFTC.
That again was Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
At the close, March corn up 5.5 at 438.75. March soybeans up 9.5 at 11.57.25. March soybean meal down 210 at 315.50. March soybean oil went unchanged at 61.29. On the Merck, April live cattle down 467 at 232.22. March feeders down 622 at 355.42. April lean hogs went unchanged at 95.72. April pork cutout unchanged as well at 103.40. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.